Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Joel and Jeremy, and it's In the Weeds, and we have a very special guest now. This is something we very rarely do, and that is have a pre-recorded interview for everyone. But when Surfer Son of Stink says, hey, we got to do this at a different time, we say, hey, Kathis, we got you.
Garrett, I appreciate it.
Joins us. How are you doing? Thank you, guys.
I'm doing good. This whole last week it's been 8 days already. It feels like it's been a few hours. It just feels like it's been a dream. Like it's all kind of just blended together. Just perfect, amazing, awesome.
I'm going to start. We got to get this question out of the way. You were the Surfer Sting. Do you know the lyrics to Man Called Sting?
This is horrible, but I actually don't know the lyrics to Man Called Sting.
Garrett!
I feel like a terrible fan now, but no. I don't know. Here's the thing though. Growing up, we were so sheltered from the wrestling world and all that stuff. When my dad would leave, he was gone wrestling. And when he came home, he was just dad. So my brother and I have kind of been playing catch up for the past few years, watching all of his old stuff and watch just that whole entire world, getting to know it. Cause there's this whole side of all that we didn't really know. So,
I think your dad told the story of like you guys didn't really know, and you were at maybe it was like a Toys R Us, and you saw somebody playing like WCW NWO Revenge, and someone was using Sting, and it's like that's my dad up there, and that was sort of the eye opening thing of like, oh, my dad's a little bit different than everybody else. He's a little bit more popular.
Yes, I was probably 6 or 7-ish years old, but yeah, I will admit, still seeing my dad in a video game. That never gets old. It's never normal to me. So I still have that little kid like spirit where it's like, dude, my dad's in a video game. That's awesome. But yeah, it was probably about that time when I realized it, because I told someone else, I used to just go up to my other friend's dads and say, hey, can I have your autograph? I didn't know what I was doing or why I was doing it. But everybody would come up to my dad and say, hey, I want your name on a piece of paper. And so they eventually were like, okay, I guess, but sure. You know, and then eventually I was like, okay, I probably shouldn't do that anymore. My dad kind of explained, but anyway, funny story.
Well, you mentioned kind of being sheltered from the wrestling world and now starting to catch up. You told a story on a live stream recently about the dummy Sting being repelled from the rafters. And you said you were about 6 years old. And then you saw it was what the NWO going after dummy Sting with the bats. And that was kind of a not so great moment. But let's shift gears to what we're talking about, which is watching some of that old stuff. What have you gone back and watched that's been like, oh, my God, this is so cool?
A few nights ago, I watched, I mean, I had seen this before, but watching all the story, and, you know, I'm probably not as up to date as some true wrestling historians, but watching the first appearance as Crow Sting just gave me chills. And then watching the speech that happened right beforehand, his promo, where, you know, he even had his back turned to the camera and all that was so intentionally done. I think that was one of the coolest things I've ever seen when he was there with the Crow. I mean, that's such an iconic moment, but actually seeing the context behind it was really cool.
When it came to being at Revolution, you mentioned in your post on YouTube that mm-hmm. While you were gone for a month, you're training to get, you know, television wrestling shape. When did you find out that this was going to be a thing for the entrance? Because he announced that the last match was in October. So mm-hmm. when did sort of the entrance and you and your brother's involvement come together?
Yeah, so kind of two times. I would say actually it was happening 100% sure was early January. We had first talked about it maybe October of like 2022, where he was saying, hey, kind of what do you think about this? But we really didn't talk about it too much until the retirement and once that was officially announced. So I had about 7.5 weeks to get ready, come up with all the plans and all that stuff.
Did you guys figure out who was going to play who? Like, when did that come into play?
It's funny. We never even talked about it. My brother and I, or my dad, it was just assumed Garrett Surfer Sting, Steven, some variation of Crow Sting. And the reason is, like, we would do comparisons because people always told us growing up, you look just like your dad. And I always, even my dad would say, man, you look so much like Surfer. And my brother had hair down to here for a few years. So naturally he looked like any sort of Crow Sting. And it just was a natural transition or natural decision for us to do that.
So now that you had that 1990 Great American Bash gear, I know you showed it off recently. You're like, I walk around the house in this. I love it. Did it fit properly, or did you guys have to do any alteration? Like, how did that work out for you?
So it was close. I probably could have dropped like 10 to 15 more pounds. I tried so hard, but we actually put some Velcro on the inside because he had it buttoned. My dad was obviously extremely lean. I wasn't as lean as him, but it actually worked well because I could just, with that one part where I had to rip off the jacket, I didn't have to worry about ripping off any buttons or anything. So the Velcro is good. That was the only alteration we made. Actually, the boots, my calves were a little bit too big. So if you look really close, you can see some tape around. I zipped it up as high as I could, but you saw like a layer of white tape around it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It still looked pretty good, though.
You start ribbing your dad, just being like, hey, guess whose calves are bigger?
When it came to you actually being in the match and doing the Stinger Splashes and everything, when was that decided upon?
That was the Stinger Splashes was one day before. We were kind of debating what we should do. There was talks like, hey, we might do some physical stuff, but it wasn't really set in stone until the day of, and I definitely was wanting to nail the splashes because you think it's really easy to just jump on somebody in the ring, but then all of a sudden you start overthinking everything. You're picturing the audience and going, wait, how many steps should I take? Should I jump off of one leg or two legs? And so I did mess up during my training or during the little segment that we had of practice, but thankfully I tried to play it pretty safe in the ring and just land them, and that's all I cared about.
My most important wrestling question. Sorry. Oh, do you want to follow up with something?
Oh, I was going to praise you for your Stinger Splashes. Both you and your brother. I was like, those were good. Like,
yeah,
they looked good, especially for somebody. Yeah. If you're not used to that footwork and that timing, it can, I imagine, be very difficult. So they were good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That means a lot. I know Steven got 87 feet of air.
My God. So I was in the building for this, and the first cool one he did was insane. I'm like, he needs to take like one more step in, and it'll be great, because he almost came up a little short and he did that. I was like, oh, but and yours was good. You landed very flush on the Bucks for that one. So
thank you.
Like, did a great job. But yeah, he got so much air. I was worried for him that overshooting on the first one when he jumped.
Same.
Okay. Now I had another one, but this is the most important question of the whole entire conversation we're about to have.
All right.
Are you keeping the blonde hair?
Yes. So good. I'm keeping it. It definitely was a little bit of a shock to my wife Caitlin. She came home and she was like, whoa, this is so, because I have black hair, and so this is literally the opposite of that. But pretty quickly I think both of us were like, this actually it's not bad, and it's the one time in my life I'm gonna do it, so I might as well keep it. I put in this much work. So
you got the second biggest pop of the night, because when you came out, people thought it was you, or people thought it was your dad. And, you come out and I'm like, I don't think he's going to change everything, in like 4 days and go back to the blonde hair. But yeah, people thought like it was definitely your dad. Like, oh, he's coming back as Surfer's Thing. So you got the second biggest pop of the night behind your dad.
Yeah, it was cool. I had one split second where I was just going, whoa, this is crazy. And then, I mean, instantly I was like, no, they totally think I'm my dad right now. And then once he came out, it was like, oh my gosh, like all three. So it was pretty funny.
So all right. You want to ask a wrestling question, or can we ask about
it? Yes. No. I gotta ask at least one more wrestling question.
Yeah,
I know I sent you in the email. I'm a huge fan of your dad. I try not to be like a mark on the show. I dressed as your dad as a 7-year-old for Halloween. Like, your dad's my favorite wrestler of all time. So that's this awesome. Is like really cool.
Holy cow.
For me to talk to you. So I want to know like what your thoughts were when he announced that he was coming back, because you know, we saw the in 2015 the buckle bomb where he went down. That was very, very tough to watch and everything. Then he announced his retirement, and when he decided like, hey, yeah, I'm going to do this cinematic match with Darby, mm-hmm. and then he decided, hey, I'm actually going to kind of wrestle more or less full time. Like, what were you and your brother's thoughts about that after seeing the way it ended in 2015?
I think both of us were really excited for him because he knew he just had more in the tank. There was more that he wanted to do. And I think everything that he did in his whole run at AEW was exactly the kind of stuff that he'd been wanting to do. And so we were both so excited. I think it's just been so cool to see the last 4 years of this. And of course it's bittersweet. I wish it could go on for another 4 years, but he's definitely happy with the retirement. I think it was a perfect ending.
How many people have asked you if you and your brother are going to be in the AEW tag team tournament?
definitely a lot. It's a fair question though. I mean, we're wrestlers' kids. And it doesn't get old. It's not like I'm annoyed with the question. I'd be curious too, you know?
Well, you went the other way around. You married a wrestler.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what was that? Like, again, you did it the opposite way. Normally, it's either wrestler meets wrestler meets non-wrestler. Mm-hmm. You met a wrestler and you married her. And what, I mean, I don't want you to tell me the whole love story, although we do love love. But like, what was
7 years ago?
go ahead. I got
yeah. So she wasn't a wrestler when I met her. She married into like the wrestling world through my dad, basically. And then got started at AEW 3 years ago now, just working there as a job. And then very quickly just saw how awesome it is and got an interest for it and then started training for it within a couple months. So she's been wrestling for about 3 years now, or 2.5 years or so is when she started wrestling. But yeah, it's a full part of her life now. She's great at it.
That's awesome. Like,
kind of last one on the wrestling front before we move on. Your dad did a lot of crazy stuff in AEW. He would do some crazy stuff in WCW and everything, but like almost new extremes in AEW. Did he fill you guys in on that, or was it just watch and you kind of know?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. He, I saw, you know, the ladder jump from a few months ago from the middle of the ring. I saw that on Instagram and it was like, Dad, that is insane. I called him after, but as he's been going and doing more and more crazy stuff, we try and tune in anytime. The rappel, we obviously had to see live. We knew that was coming. So I would not miss that for the world, but yeah, so many of the things that the jumps off the railing or whatever, I didn't see it until later that night. Cause he's just so low key about it.
I love that when the stories are being told, everyone thinks these are just like Darby's ideas, that Darby is like pitching all of this stuff. And everybody's like, no, Sting is the one who's like, yeah, that balcony up there. Yeah, I'm going to jump. I'm going to jump from there. Cool. Like, it's amazing to me.
Yeah. Yeah. He really is just, he goes full send in everything he does. It's always, I think I could do that. Or yeah, I want to do that. And everyone's like, dude, you're a madman.
Okay, I want to shift focus. I want to talk about the real thing. I want to talk about video editing. I want to talk about the love for gaming. You've recently streaming Destiny gaming, but sure. Like playing Destiny. But like, what got you into video editing and putting together any sort of gaming content?
Yeah, so I've been playing Destiny since 2014, since the alpha of the first game. I played all the Halos beforehand, and Destiny, I'd just become pretty well versed in how to do it, and one of my hobbies or fun things that I do is just getting my friends to play it and teaching them, because they're like, this is way too overwhelming, I'll never be able to learn. And so I try and teach them how to play. And it was actually my brother-in-law had said, dude, have you ever thought about just making videos on this? Like, this has been so helpful just to have you show me what to do. And I had kind of in the back of my head wanted to pursue YouTube in a way. I just didn't know what to do. And so I just thought, wow, that's a pretty good idea. And I got to give big thanks to my wife, who pretty much pushed me to do it. She's like, if you're going to play video games, if you're going to teach people, why don't you just try and pursue a career in it and do it? And so about 2 years ago, I got all the equipment. She's totally supported me with all that. And just uploaded a first like teaching video, and that was it. And I had so much fun with it. All of a sudden I started to get so many ideas of different things that I wanted to do. I wanted to cover every part of the game. But at that time, I just wanted to stick to Destiny, even though I love playing other games. I just felt like I'm going to fail as a creator if I branch out at all. People don't like variety streamers, variety YouTubers, which isn't entirely true, but I have stuck to just Destiny 2 for about 2 years now. Just started playing Helldivers. We did one stream last night, first time ever on the channel posting something other than Destiny, which was a little bit scary, but everybody seems to like it. So,
yeah, you're in that. I was going to say, you're in that position where you're starting to gain more fans from a different outlet. So you can almost do anything knowing that these people don't know you for what you originally started with. So like, it's a cool, fun, fresh plate, but still focused.
I think so too. It's been really cool to ask because the audience has grown so much. I can just say, hey, do you guys want to just stick with Destiny? What other games do you recommend? And people can just type in the chat or comment different things that they want to see. And then being able to put all that together, it has been really cool. And that's why we landed on Helldivers 2. I'd never played it because I was so busy just getting ready for the retirement. It came out right when, right in the middle of all that stuff. So I just played it yesterday, but I do like getting feedback. It's been so much fun streaming and meeting a whole bunch of new people. It's so cool.
What were some of the games you were playing kind of growing up and then maybe as a break from Destiny?
So Ocarina of Time was my favorite game of all time until I beat it. I used to do this thing where I beat it every single summer for like 10 or 12 years. I had the strategy guide and everything, and I'd get every heart piece, all the upgrades and everything. But one of my favorite escape games is just Skyrim, any of the Elder Scrolls games. We've all created a million characters in Skyrim. The Fallout games, any single player game, story driven game, I really like. Lately, I've been playing more recently. My break from Destiny was spent on Elden Ring, which became my favorite game of all time. I love Elden Ring. That was my first like From Software game. So I went back and just played all the Dark Souls. I bought them all. And it is fun when you're not wanting that social element, when you just want to turn on a video game, play by yourself. It's always nice to boot up a big open world game like that.
Did you grow up as like a Nintendo kid, or were you more like a PS guy? Like what was that like when you were younger?
I would say definitely Nintendo. Xbox was the first system. Well, actually, no, I had a PlayStation 1, but I don't have too many memories of the PlayStation 1. Xbox was what I loved to play with Halo, but from like age three to age 12, full send Nintendo, like Mario, Ocarina of Time, Pokemon, all that. So yeah, definitely Nintendo.
A man speaking my language.
did you play any of the wrestling games either back then or now? Have you ever checked any of them out?
I've played a few here and there. I've never been huge into sports games, but a lot of people in the chat have been saying, dude, you should try out like AEW Fight Forever. I really want to try it because the game looks like it's a lot of fun and there's a lot of support behind it. So I think I'm gonna have to try it out.
And here's the most important question that I have that Jeremy will completely check out on.
Okay.
Your favorite metal bands. Jeremy's a hip hop R&B guy.
Okay.
I'm a metal guy. I'm a rock.
I'm a Taylor Swift guy.
He's a Taylor Swift guy. Who are your metal bands? Who are your guys or girls?
Okay. So I have to say Silent Planet for like, I actually used to be in a dorm with Garrett Russell, lead vocalist for Silent Planet. And we actually played a couple shows together. I used to play guitar. But yeah, he came into my room like a month into the school year and said, hey man, you want to start a band? I screamed. I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. I like first year in college, I'm going to be a band. This is awesome. But no, what they've done now, we weren't anybody. Now they're a nice, huge band doing tours around the world. But As I Lay Dying got me into metal. Under Oath was one of my favorite, Fit for a King. It's hard to pick a favorite, but like most influential would probably be like As I Lay Dying or Under Oath. Under Oath is like the gateway metal band for everybody, and I started listening to them in ninth grade.
That's hilarious. For me, I was a thrash metal guy, and then I kind of get into like Swedish death metal, and so I've got weird, a big awesome mix of weird stuff in there. So I appreciate that very much.
That's awesome.
Jeremy,
I'm gonna ask a question up your alley, Joel, since Garrett mentioned he played guitar. What kind of guitar did you play?
So I have a Gibson SG. I have a Telecaster, and then a
right back there. You can't really see it, but it's a
Takamine acoustic guitar. That was my first guitar I got in eighth grade.
I love it. Okay. We play a game here. We play a game. It's called Partner, Promo, or Punch in the Face. You're not a wrestler per se, but you were just a wrestling guy on a wrestling show dressed as a wrestler. So this is the game. I give you three names. These three names are going to correspond to you picking which one you want to partner with in a tag team match, which one you want to have a promo with in the ring, go on the microphone, cut a promo, so on and so forth, and which one you want to punch in the face, have a one-on-one singles match. Here's the problem. I'm picking three generations of your dad.
Okay.
You get to pick which one you want to partner, promo, or punch in the face. So we're going to go Joker Sting from TNA. We're going to pick Surfer Sting, of course, and we'll do the Crow Sting because everyone loves Crow Sting. So partner, promo, punch in the face.
Okay. That's a okay. So I'm going to say punch in the face, surprisingly, Crow Sting. Here's the reason. I thought that he was actually a bad guy when he changed from the blonde hair. I remember asking him, like, why is your hair turning dark? And then everyone was confused about him. So I thought he was actually a bad guy. So maybe a lame answer, but at the time, I definitely wanted to punch him in the face. Promo. Okay. It's punch in the face, promo. Third one.
Tag team, basically.
Tag team. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. These are tough. A promo with Joker Sting, just because Joker Sting is so charismatic and hilarious. So I would say that. And then promo with Surfer Sting, who actually does have some great promos, which I did watch just pretty recently, and they were great. He's just so electric.
Love the
idea. That game. That's a fun game.
Thank you. I like the idea of you as your dad cosplaying with your dad as a tag team.
Yeah.
I guess Steven, you gotta get the lyrics to Man Called Sting, though, Garrett.
I know. I know I've heard it. It's just, yeah.
Oh, he does this.
I'm ashamed. He does that? I'm ashamed that I don't know it.
Oh, he does this, he does that is the greatest opening to anything. Yeah. Big as a bull, quick as a cat, Man Called Sting. Oh, that's
my childhood. I'm watching it immediately after this interview.
We're so good.
We'll test you on it another time. I'm sure.
Yeah. We'll do a pop quiz next time.
That's right. Listen, before I ask if I can borrow your 4090, can you please just tell people where they can find you and what you got going on?
Oh, man. Awesome. Yeah. So my, we'll go in order. YouTube is just Kothas Gaming, youtube.com at Kothas Gaming. Twitch at Kothas, KOTHAS. Instagram and Twitter are both just Garrett_Borden, just my first and last name. And I think that is it. But yeah, I appreciate it. Any shout outs or support means the world. So thank you.
Thank you so much for doing this today, Garrett. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad. Thanks for working with me. I'm not unfortunately quite ready for the live stuff, but it was nice just talking to you guys, and it was great.
This was something that, like Joel said, like, we were more than happy to do. We appreciate that you were more than happy to do it. So again, thank you. And like I said in the email, thank you for basically sharing your dad with us all these years as well. Oh, that's again, my favorite wrestler of all time. I was really happy I could be at his last match. It meant so much to my childhood. So again, thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah. And the email, the words were super kind, and it meant, I mean, that's what made me want to say yes to this. I wanted to make it work. So, and it's lucky I actually checked it, because I normally don't check that email as often, but I saw your email there. I was like, oh, I guess this is meant to be.
I wasn't sure, with that email. I was like, I guess I'll try there. And I figured you'd been getting a lot of requests and stuff. So I was like, I don't even really care if like he does the interview. We wanted to do the interview, but like, I just also want to express to you and your brother and like your entire family, just like how much your dad has just really meant to me growing up over the years.
So cool. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you, Garrett.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.